British comedian Harry Secombe has died of cancer at the age of 79. After co-founding the Offbeat Goon Show on BBC Radio, Secombe also starred in movies such as Oliver. From London, the BBC's Chris Jones prepared this report.
Ahoy there!
Ahoy, Ned!
Ahoy, Dada! Come aboard!
We must wait for the gangplank. How's it, Daisy?
By Jove, that water was taller than me.
Harry Secombe as Neddy Seagoon in the show that made him famous, along with Peter Sellers, Spike Milligan and Michael Benteen. He learned how to make people laugh when he was a boy in Swansea, making up a comedy duo with one of his sisters. He developed his talent during the war at army concert parties in Italy, and back in London after being demobbed, he secured his first professional engagement at the Windmill Theatre. In the 50s, a mass audience got to know Secombe in The Goon Show.
Lieutenant Seagoon.
In one episode, Neddy had a crime to report.
Two men committed a robbery.
Two men, eh? Male or female?
I don't know. They were dressed.
What a cunning disguise. Continue.
I shall.
Thank you. Any money stolen?
Yes, a pound note.
Why did you steal it?
I didn't. They took it off me.
This pound note, what color was it?
Green.
It's mine!
Though the Prince of Wales soon tuned into their wavelength, the surreal humor of the goons had some managers at the BBC scratching their heads. But the show ran for 7 years, and it was during this time that Secombe took steps to have training for his considerable singing voice.
This is my song. Here is a song, a serenade to you.
Secombe joked that his voice was not so much bel canto as can belto, but it secured him leading parts in the films Oliver and Song of Norway, while on stage he played the title role in Pickwick, on and off, for 30 years. Harry Secombe also proved adept at writing. His semi-autobiographical novel, Twice Brightly, was reviewed by Prince Charles in Punch, and his novel, Welsh Fargo, was published in 1981, the year in which he was knighted. He said his friends had dubbed him Circumference. Harry Secombe stayed in the public eye for some years as the presenter of Songs of Praise and Highway, and behind the raspberry blowing, the high-pitched giggle and the high C's, and years of serious health problems, he was sustained by his faith.
The best thing is to lead a good life, follow the footsteps of Christ if you can, and do unto others as they would do unto you. If everybody did that, it would be a wonderful world, wouldn't it?
BBC's Chris Jones prepared that report.